If you or a loved one has ever had an unexpected hospital stay, you know how traumatic that can be. Now imagine if you have a pet at home who needed to be cared for while you're in the hospital. Well, that's where a group of volunteers at St. Luke's Hospital in Twin Falls come in. They've created a pet fostering program for patients. On the phone with me today to explain more about this new pet fostering program is Trish Heath, St. Luke's Magic Valley Emergency Room Coordinator, and Brittany Triner in Medical Records. Welcome, Trish and Brittany. Thanks so much for taking some time out of your day.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, thanks for having us.
So, Trish, I understand that this idea started with you, and it started because you would see patients, you know, in the emergency room, and you would experience the stress that they were going through seeing this. So tell us the story of how this program was inspired.
Well, what happened is we had a patient that came into the emergency department, and he needed to be admitted to the hospital, but he had a pet, and he was worried about his pet. And he didn't have anybody to care for the pet. So he refused to be admitted to the hospital and went back home. Then he came back into the emergency department again, and again we suggested that he need to be admitted to the hospital. But again, he was worried about his pet. So we went through a lot of steps trying to find somebody to take care of his pet, you know, looked at sheltering and so forth. And he really was very particular about how his pet was going to be taken care of. And so we eventually found somebody for the pet, and he was admitted to the hospital. But we started just informally talking amongst a couple of ourselves, and said, "Well, we would have taken that dog. I would have taken that dog." So I just put out an email to all the employees at Magic Valley, and I said, "If we ever have a need again like this come up, is anybody willing to take care of someone's pet?" And I immediately, within 24 hours, had 37 people volunteering
Wow.
to take care of pets. You know, it was anywhere from I'll take care of, you know, small dogs or big dogs, or I even had somebody say if they need their livestock fed, I'll go over and feed their livestock.
And you make a good point about that with livestock, because this program is very important to the people within the Magic Valley, because there are rural areas. So sometimes you may not live next to family, or you may have acreage. Is that some of the things that you were running into with people who really truly needed medical attention but weren't getting it?
Yeah, I think you know, everyone's so, you know, attached to their pets, and especially the older folks in the area. You know, those are their children. They've replaced, you know, their human children with pets. And again, like you say, you know, we're kind of spread out in the rural area, and they may not have had family able to take care of more. Their family may have been busy attending to them and their medical needs. So we just found that, you know, people really want to make sure their pets are cared for, and we have people who really want to make sure their pets are cared for.
And Brittany, I'd like to bring you into the conversation. Is this kind of a one-of-its-kind program? Because when we found out about this here at Idaho Matters, we were surprised that something like this is going on, but it seems to be very needed. So do you see this expanding?
Oh, I definitely hope to see. So there's definitely a need for it, and it's just one additional way that we can serve our patients that maybe isn't directly related to medical care but is serving and fulfilling a purpose and a need.
And how long have you had this program in place in the Magic Valley?
We actually implemented just a few months ago, and we've had like three referrals, but we've only had actually one patient who's used it twice.
So when someone is caring for the animal, so normally are these shorter term stays? What happens if you have to have a long term stay? Is that something you can still offer?
Yes, that's definitely something that can be put into place. Since it is usually in an emergent situation, definitely, you know, you have to have your contacts and see who's available on short-term notice, but there's definitely the opportunities for a longer-term care situation.
I'm speaking with Trish Heath and Brittany Triner. They are with St. Luke's Magic Valley. We're talking about a new pet fostering program that's offered by the hospital in Twin Falls. And I want to ask about the vetting process. And what I mean by that is I believe, Brittany, you said Trish, actually, you said that when you just put the call out there, you had 37 employees say, "I'll help, I'll do it." So more than 30 St. Luke's employees have volunteered to foster these pets. So what kind of qualifications or vetting takes place to make sure that these animals are taken care of properly?
Well, we do have you know, our employees are all vetted before they're employed at St. Luke, so we know what type of people work. And personally, I meet with each one and kind of check and see how qualified they are. We were really lucky in getting Brittany, because Brittany has a lot of experience with pets, and I'll let her talk about that.
Okay, yeah, so Brittany, tell me about that.
Yes, so I've actually, my other job, I've been a professional dog trainer for about 9 years, and some things that I do is I also, you know, board and train for clients and have experience as well as all of the equipment to take care of a dog on a short notice situation like that.
So is this a complimentary or a free service to patients, or is there a fee when they have a situation like this?
This is absolutely, everyone's providing their services on a volunteer basis. This is just employees doing things out of the goodness of their heart. So absolutely never a charge for something like this.
So Trish, working in the emergency room like you do, I am sure over the years you've seen people's anxiety when they come into the ER. And then, you know, if they or a loved one has to be admitted to the hospital, tell me about the ability to heal. From an injury or from an illness when you have a peace of mind. And what I mean by that is, for some people, their pet, I mean, that is their family. It may be the only other living being that lives in their home. Does it really make a difference when they know that their pet is okay?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, literally, in the example I gave in the beginning, is that gentleman was not going to be admitted until he could be assured his dog was taken in the care of in the manner that he felt the dog was needed to be cared for. And absolutely, when people have, you know, a comfort level that things out, you know, in their personal lives are taken care of, they're going to heal faster. Peace of mind, no matter what it is, you're going to heal faster and feel better about the care that you're receiving, not being rushed to get out, you know, and back to your home if you know that your loved one, which a pet is a loved one, is being cared for.
And have you seen a shift or a change even within, you know, the folks that are volunteering? And what I mean by that is that, I mean, this truly is a good deed. This is just a service that people are providing. What's been the mood at your hospital since this has been implemented?
Well, I think everyone's just very proud of the program and proud of everyone who participates in this. We really are, you know, a family here at Magic Valley, and our community means a lot to our employees, and it just gives everybody a proud feeling that we have stepped up to do this for our patients. And I can tell you, I was the deliverer of the dog to Brittany's house of this lady, and she couldn't thank me enough for what we did, and she said that she would seek medical care more readily, knowing that somebody can go over and take care of her dog, or get her dog and take him somewhere where he could be cared for.
And in the past, have you normally seen this being people who might be a bit older, you know, not seeking medical care because they are so attached to their animal?
Yeah, absolutely. They won't. I worked home care in hospice, and they won't leave their home without their pet or ensuring that their pet is taken care of. You know, even if it's not necessarily medical care, but just any kind of chores, people have a difficult time leaving their pets unless they're comfortable and happy.
And I want to leave with this. Do you have a story of a pet fostering event that you can quickly share with me?
Yes, so the dog that I was able to take into my home on two separate occasions, his name is Jerry. He's a young Australian cattle dog mix. He obviously, you know, was brought to my home to be fostered over two separate weekends. I can definitely tell you the second time that he came back, he knew right where he was, and he was super excited and ran right out in the yard to play with my dog.
Oh,
so
good.
It was almost like a vacation.
A vacation from, and I need to wrap you up. Thank you so much for joining me today, ladies. I so appreciate you coming on the show, and I want to thank all of you for listening today.